doing? This is Ivan from Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People, and I'm back to share another idea to help you live a happy, conscious life. Today, our topic is on to not live at the mercy of other people. And you know, this is a big issue for most people, is that we consider and we really lose a lot of energy in considering what others think about us, how other people view us. And this happens a lot when we are very identified to the self-image that we have created, to the self-image that we have cultivated over the years. And our self-image is just basically this conceptual amalgamation that exists in our inner space that we identify with. It's all the thoughts, feelings, and memories that we have accumulated over the years. And through the self-image, we derive our sense of self. So if my self-image says that I am a very smart and intelligent, charismatic person, but if someone comes along and challenges that and says something contrary to that, then what happens is that I suffer because I want to defend my self-image. Because if I derive my sense of identity from that, then I believe that to be me. So I need to defend what I believe to be me. So how do we live not at the mercy of other people, is that we need to realize our higher nature, our true nature that is beyond all these concepts, out of which all these concepts arise from, which is just our pure presence, our pure beingness. And as you identify more with just the beingness of your true nature, and you abide in your presence, and you begin to identify more with that than as opposed to just these conceptual images and the story you call me, then the more you will be comfortable in your own skin. And by being comfortable in your own skin, you will not be at the mercy of others. Because as long as you identify with the conceptual me, with your false sense of self, then you will be at the mercy of the world. And that's the whole thing, is that the world is always trying to bring you down. It is always trying to challenge that self-image that you've created. And we spend a tremendous amount of energy in trying to uphold all these ideas we have about ourselves. But as you realize your true nature, and you know that your true nature is beyond all these concepts, then your beingness, it just bees. It just exists in its isness. So it doesn't need anybody's approval. It doesn't need even the approval of nothing, of the world. So this is how you will not be at the mercy of others. When you discover that beingness itself is your true and ultimate identity, then you will no longer be at the mercy of others. And you can just be in this world, but not of it. You can play whatever role you need to play, but you will be doing it consciously. So that's when life can become really fun, because if someone does come across my life and says that I'm an idiot, then you know, me knowing my true beingness, my true essence, I can be available to that event, to that experience, and it won't touch me. And if there's any truth to what they said as far as how it reflects my behavior in that moment, then it can help me to behave in a proper way, in a more conscious way in the future. And it just won't touch me. And you know, I can just thank the person. And also, if it really has nothing to do with me and it's just the person expressing their own energy in that moment, then the insult will stay with the person. And the energy will stay with that person, and it won't affect me in any way. So I hope you guys enjoyed that quote. So don't be at the mercy of other people, guys. And the way you do that is by realizing your true nature, to go beyond your mind, beyond your emotions, beyond your body, to discover that which from where everything arises. All right, take care.